Chapter 6, Part 2, High Cost Debt First Strategy. If you decide on this debt reduction strategy, then you've committed to paying all of your debts off, starting with the debt that has the highest interest rate first. Basically, what you'll do is pay the minimum payments required on all of your debts except the one with the largest interest rate. With that debt, you'll pay the minimum plus any extra money that you have until you get that large debt paid off. Your extra money could come from a tax return, a second job, a side business, or by selling some of your stuff. Once your debt with the largest interest rate is paid off, you then move on to the debt with the second highest interest rate. Follow the same procedure. Pay the minimum on each debt except this one. Repeat this until all of your debts are paid off. Here's how this might look with a hypothetical debt breakdown. The following bulleted list shows what each debt is and how much money still needs to be paid on it before the debt is paid off. Credit card 1 equals $6,300 at 12% interest. Credit card 2 equals $1,500 at 19% interest. Personal loan equals $5,210 at 6.8% interest. Car loan equals $500 at 7.5% interest. With this repayment plan, you'll pay off credit card 2 first, then credit card 1. After that, you'd tackle your car loan, and then, finally, the personal loan. Before you get started on this method, make a list of your creditors just like the one you see above. Rank each debt according to how you'll pay it off, starting with the credit that charges the most interest. There are a couple of important things to note. When you're paying extra on your debt, be sure to instruct the creditor to put your extra money toward the debt's principal. As we have already discussed in a previous section, you pay interest on the amount of the principal. If your principal is less, then your debt is less. Also, make sure that each lender gets at least the minimum that it requires and make sure this payment is on time. Advantages to this method? You save money because you're taking care of the highest interest rates first. Disadvantages? You may feel like you're paying on your debt forever because you're not tackling the smallest debt first. Rather, you're tackling the debt with the largest interest rate, which may be bigger and therefore take longer to pay off.